A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Hi, I am Dr. Nsenga Burton. Welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga. I am she. I hope that you are having a better day than yesterday, and I look forward to you having a wonderful tomorrow. I am going to talk to you today very briefly about the importance of media literacy. Media literacy is something that we have not been talking about in the midst of all of this chaos and killings and executions and just complete violation of people's First and Second Amendment rights during this protesting or assembling of people in Minneapolis. So I want to talk to you today about media literacy and the reason that media literacy is important. Because when you are media literate, you are able to watch a video and to know when someone is gaslighting you or lying to you about what you are seeing in the video. You are able to look at a piece of content, right? We would call it a text in media scholarship, and you would be able to analyze it and to tell if it is real, if it has been altered, if it is an accurate representation of what it purports to be. And so luckily for us, in the instance of these, the ICE occupation of Minneapolis, because they are there against the wishes of not only the mayor, but the governor of the state, but the ICE occupation of Minneapolis with this contrived Somali fraudsters. And I'm not laughing because fraud is funny. I'm laughing because it is the height of hypocrisy for anybody in this administration to be talking about people defrauding the state or the country when we got 47 occupying the White House. I digress. Let me get back on track. The point is this. The point is this. When you are media literate, you are able to discern facts from opinion. You are able to discern what you're actually seeing in real time. And you're able to critique, deconstruct, and reconstruct content such that it supports what actually happened. And so when you have someone like Noam who comes out and just creates a false narrative, I mean, this administration won't even pretend to do an investigation before they have the false investigation, the false narrative. They won't even pretend that they're going to investigate. We're going to investigate and see. They just come out and say, hey, this mother of three was a terrorist. She tried to run down, you know, this person and kill them. And so she was killed. This person approached these people with two magazines. I mean, there's no evidence of it. We can see the video. And thank God for citizen journalists. I keep saying that. I keep saying it because they can record right away. You know, they can get what needs to be seen on video. They can stand close or far away and capture what we need to see. And all of the angles of what we've seen with Mr. Preddy has completely debunked the narrative that the federal government is trying to, ICE agents and the federal government are trying to make us believe. Mr. Preddy was not a danger to anyone. In fact, he is a hero because he put his body between ICE and the woman he was protecting. Now, in any other story in the United States history, a white man protecting a white woman from harm is celebrated. But in this upside down world we're living in, we are truly in the upside down. They are now, and this is those who are in power, pretending that he was some type of terrorist who came there to create harm. He didn't even fight back. He didn't even fight back. He literally was trying to protect this woman. And they jumped him, pistol whipped him, and executed him. Period. All the videos I've seen tell that story. Slowed down, sped up, tell that story. So what I need you to know is media literacy is important. Media literacy teaches you the difference between the truth and propaganda. It teaches you the tools that are used. And this is propaganda. That's what this government is doing, right? It teaches you the tools that are used to promote and distribute propaganda. It allows you to develop the vocabulary that you need in order to properly support what you are seeing. So I need you to know that if you do not have a media literacy class, if you have not taken a media literacy class, and full disclosure, I actually created a media literacy institute that I'm rolling out later on this year. Because I truly believe that we have got in 2026 and beyond, we have got to get a more media literate society or we are done. Democracy is over. It is over. And we are seeing it come undone in real time. And that is not me being alarmist. That is me being a Black person, Black woman in America for over 50 years. I know I'm aging well. I know for over 50 years. And knowing what I am seeing and what we are experiencing as a country through not only an educated lens. I know you all have no love for intelligent people, educated people, informed people. I know the anti-intellectualism has worked. But that doesn't take anything away from me or those of us who study media and study media literacy. We have to make media literacy a part of our curriculum for young people. And I would argue everybody, because if we don't, we see where we're headed. We see where we're headed. No investigation, just a pronouncement of what it is that completely is debunked by videos from multiple people without a dog in the fight. How about that? All right, so I need you to know you need to be paying attention. You need to get a book on media literacy. I'm going to put some up on my Substack, some resources. And you need to be paying attention because we live in a mediated society. It is increasingly mediated. Surveillance is status quo. When you are living in that kind of society, you have to understand what you are seeing. You have to understand what is real. You have to understand what is artificial. You have to understand what is authentic. So that when people are trying to tell you what you saw, you believe yourself and the facts and not them. That's it. I want you to have a wonderful day. I will see you next week with Need to Know with Dr. Nisinga Burton. Tune in next week and I'll have more for you. But before that, stay informed, stay media literate, and remember to trust yourself, trust your judgment, and trust your eyes. Trust what you see and trust what you know and what the history bears out. And that is, those people in Minneapolis were executed. Thank you.
A Black Executive Perspective.